in the property sector. Liberty Two Degrees has also rewarded its shareholders. The mall and office space owner has declared a distribution of nearly 16 cents as footfall at its malls picks up. But while the company says its retail portfolio occupancy level sits at close to 97%, the office space has registered declines as working from home arrangements persist. Company CEO Amelia Beattie joins us now with greater perspective on those numbers and the where to from here. Thanks so much, Amelia, for your time this evening. So right at the top, put this interim period's performance into perspective for us, because it comes on the back of the impact of the first lockdown, which severely affected trading and led to rental rebates and discounts over the prior period too.
Thanks, Alicia. Always pleased to be here. I think the important thing for us is to see these results of this year in context of what happened in the first half of 2020. We had the first 3 months of extraordinary trading last year, then a complete hard lockdown. So it was really a two sides of a coin. Whereas this half year, we've kind of seen the continued impact of COVID throughout. And whilst we had a good recovery in our foot count, really extraordinary trading during May, that was ahead of trading in 2019, it must be seen that this wasn't something that can be directly compared with last year, as it was these two different perspectives on the market and how they have been impacted for the whole period. We still don't have all our hotels open. We don't have convention center open, but some of our restaurants still impacted. So it's just a very uncertain time that we are living through.
And yet, Amelia, you're talking about demand for space coming through and starting to pay off already. You know, day to day, we talk about an industry specifically in retail that's struggling to bounce back from COVID-19. And, you know, one would have assumed that this would have hit Liberty Two Degrees a little harder. So what do you see driving that demand for space right now?
Alicia, I have been so often asked, do you think retail is dead? Do you think super regionals are dead? And today, the fact that we have a 3% only vacancy in our retail portfolio in a time like this is the best answer that I can offer to that. It's not a sentiment. It's not how I'm feeling. It's not what I'm thinking about it. It is a fact that the tenants are, the space is in demand, and tenants have been coming to these environments. We opened new international retailers during this time. We brought new tenants in locally, and it really talks to the quality of the space. The environments are safe. They have all the COVID precautions in place, and South Africans love to come to the mall, but they want to come to a place where they can get everything that they need. And I think these super regional regional environments provide that customer delight, provides that sense of belongingness, and communities, as we specifically seen in the last 2 weeks and what happened in South Africa, communities are so important even around our mall environment. And I'm so thankful to these communities for the support that they have given us during this time.
Yeah. Amelia, while we talk about this uptake, I mean, how many casualties have you seen, you know, retailers, businesses forced to close shop, irrespective of how quickly you've been able to fill those spots?
Yeah, we've seen some tenants going to business rescue over the last year, and we have been working with them. Some of them have come through business rescue. They've been successful. They came out on the other side and somebody did rescue them, so they are back in business. Others are still in the process, and others sadly will not survive the business rescue processes. We've also sadly seen some businesses leave South Africa. We've seen Prada leave South Africa, LC Waikiki, Forever 21. But together with that, there has been the likes of Adidas that opened the new Halo store at Sandton City, and it's an incredible experience, that store. If you haven't been, you must go and see it, because it just, you can stand anywhere in the world and you are in Sandton City, you experience exactly the same. Chanel has opened here, and we've seen lots of local tenants, new restaurateurs, having a lot of courage opening new environments.
Amelia, are you having to compromise on your rental escalations at all, or is your hand at the negotiating table still sitting strong?
The negotiation table is one of partnership at the moment. We sit together, we work out what is the best for both tenants and ourselves. We need to create a sustainable rental base going forward. The cost of a vacancy is very high, so you are much better off sitting down, finding a way to get a tenant, keep a tenant into that space, even at a slightly lower rental, but making sure you have them as customers for the long time.
Okay, so that's keeping turnover within your retail portfolio ticking nicely. What's happening in office? Because it seems like office oversupply has been further affected by the shift we've seen as far as remote working is concerned, and that becoming more and more of a trend. So how are you looking to mitigate against the risk that that presents? And I guess the big question is, are you going to need to start offloading and lessening that portfolio a little bit?
So offices are already a small component of our portfolio. About 80% of our portfolio comes from retail. The other 20% are split between offices and hospitality and hospital. So we are in the fortunate position that most of our vacant offices are the offices that are at Sandton City and at Nelson Mandela Square. So they have a smaller footprint. They are not these large offices where if the tenant leaves, the whole building is empty. And so we can turn them. Our office vacancies are still lower than what we've seen in the rest of the market because of this construct that we have. I honestly believe that although there are very, very many different views on this, that people will have to come to back to the office in some form or fashion, but in a different way. The mental well-being, the learning and development of our people in South Africa are really hugely impacted by not being part of a working community. So we have to bring people back in some form or fashion, but then allow them some flexibility to work at home on the days that they want to. And companies will have to work that out as the environment stabilizes over the next while.
Well, the shifting landscape is certainly going to be an interesting one that companies are going to have to learn all over again how to navigate. Thanks so much, Amelia, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Liberty 2 Degrees, Amelia Beattie.